This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding talks with Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu in Abuja. Both leaders will review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the talks. Earlier, Mr. Modi received ceremonial welcome and guard of honour at the presidential villa in the Nigerian capital. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering of Indian community in the country. Nigeria will honour Prime Minister Modi with Grand Commander of the Order of the Niger, GCON. He will be the second foreign dignitary to receive this honour. Queen Elizabeth is the only foreign dignitary to be awarded with GCON in 1969. This will be the 17th such international award being conferred to Prime Minister Modi by a country. Prime Minister Modi reached Abuja last night on a two-day visit to Nigeria. From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro later in the evening on a two-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Mr. Modi is also expected to meet several leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit. In the third and final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from 19th to 21st of this month. With only one day left for campaigning for second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand and single phase polling in Maharashtra, senior leaders of various political parties are making all-out efforts to woo voters. Polling in the two states will be held on Wednesday. In Maharashtra, 4,136 candidates are in the fray for 288 seats. Addressing a rally in Satana in Nashik, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari said the NDA government has implemented several new schemes and initiatives for the welfare of different sections of society in the last 10 years. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held a rally in Gadchiroli district. She claimed the ruling alliance leaders were trying to divert attention from real issues. NCP Chief Sharad Pawar held a rally at Sholapur. In Jharkhand, 38 seats are going to polls in second phase in the state. Addressing election meeting in Bokaro and Dhanbad, BJP President JP Nadda accused Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren for rampant corruption and misrule in Jharkhand. On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren, addressing an election meeting at Dumka, accused the BJP of misusing central agencies against him. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, conducted a successful flight trial of India's first long-range hypersonic missile from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha yesterday. This hypersonic missile is designed to carry various payloads for ranges greater than 1,500 kilometres for the armed forces. In a social media post, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the flight trial has put India in the group of select nations having capabilities of such critical and advanced military technologies. Australia, Japan and the United States today reaffirmed their commitment to support India's maritime surveillance efforts in the Indo-Pacific region while recognising the importance of closer collaboration in the field. Hosts Australia, Japan and the United States held the 14th Trilateral Defence Ministers meeting at Darwin today. In a significant move to repatriate cultural heritage, the United States has announced the return of over 1,400 artefacts looted from India, valued at $10 million. The development follows the US-India agreement signed in July this year to combat illegal trading of cultural property and expedite the return of stolen artefacts. In hockey, India will lock horns with Japan in their final group stage match of the Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. The match will start at 4:45 p.m. In the other match, Malaysia defeated Thailand 2-0, keeping their hope alive of securing a semi-final berth. And that is the end of this news bulletin.